Amid the distress of the U.S. recession and public anger over how government support funds have been spent to prop up financial institutions, bank executives said they support steps by Congress and the Obama administration to impose greater accountability. Ken Lewis, CEO of Bank of America, and Vikram Pandit of Citigroup.
Taxpayers want to see how we are using this money to restart the economy and want us to manage our expenses carefully. These expectations are appropriate, and we are working to meet them.
The American people are right to expect that we use the TARP funds responsibly, quickly, and transparently to help Americans.
Americans, added Citigroup Chief Pandit, also have a right to expect a return on their investments in the $700 billion troubled asset relief program known as TARP. That and questions about how individual banks have or have not used funds to expand lending and help repair the crumbled credit market dominated the House Financial Services Committee hearing. Here is Democrat Maxine Waters.
The taxpayers have lent their money to the big banks, who are supposed to be big business persons, expertise in business management, who are failing. They have gone back to ask for some assistance. They're being denied.
Criticism was bipartisan, as lawmakers from both parties also highlighted the issue of bonuses paid by banks and million-dollar salaries. Jeb Hensarling is a Texas Republican, and Democrat Barney Frank chairs the committee.
And we believe success should be rewarded. But what gets people upset, and rightfully so, are executives being rewarded for failure, especially when those rewards are subsidized by the U.S. taxpayers.
Why do you need bonuses? Can't we just give you a good salary or give yourselves a good salary? You're in charge of that and do the job. This notion that you need some special incentive to do the right thing troubles people.
Executives said that while federal funds were used to improve their capital base, banks have done what they can to expand lending. John Stumpf of Wells Fargo says his company made more than $500 billion in new loan commitments over the last 18 months.
Last quarter alone, we made $22 billion in new loan commitments and $50 billion in new mortgages, a total of $72 billion in new loans.
Public anger has been fueled by media reports that banks and institutions receiving public funds handed out more than $18 billion in bonuses, and that some continued the practice of spending on such things as employee retreats. Democrat Paul Kanjorski warned that banks will be under ever-increasing scrutiny.
As executives at large companies, you once lived in a one-way mirror, unaccountable to the public at large, and often sheltered from shareholder scrutiny. But when you took taxpayers' money, you moved into a fishbowl. Now, everyone is rightly watching your every move from every side.
James Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase and John Mack of Morgan Stanley voiced support for plans by congressional Democrats for reforms, including a proposal to create a powerful new authority to regulate financial risk.
In the short term, this would allow us to begin to address some of the underlying weaknesses in our system and fill the gaps in regulation that contributed to the current situation.
We need fundamentally improve systemic regulation. Our fragmented regulatory structure simply hasn't kept pace with the increasingly complex and global market.
Lloyd Blankfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs, agrees that banks need to regain public trust.
It is abundantly clear that we are here amidst broad public anger at our industry. Many people believe, and in many cases justifiably so, that Wall Street lost sight of its larger public obligations and allowed certain trends and practices to undermine the financial system's stability.
Congressman Frank has said he would like to see substantial progress on financial system reforms in coming months. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.